The recordings are in. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the DIG call on the 11th of March, 2014. On the call today, we have Jonathan Shea. We have apologies from Chris Dillon. And from staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Mary Wong, and myself, Terry Edmonds. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Bart.
Thank you, Terry. So this is Bart. I just want to, more as a update, I have 2 points addressed at this call. The first one is an update on the Universal Acceptance Panel in Singapore. And secondly is a note I just sent to the lists around the next step after closure of the JIG. As you may recall, the JIG was requested to propose to both the CCNSO and GNSO councils a way forward after the Singapore meeting, after the submission of the Universal Report on the final report on universal acceptance. So, Jonathan, going back to your question, the Universal Acceptance Panel, or let me start with that one, the Universal Acceptance Panel is scheduled for Monday afternoon at the Singapore meeting, starting at 3:15 until 4:45. I've sent the name of the current panelists. Some still need to be confirmed and some still need to be looked at. The basic idea of this panel is to define and plan for ICANN's role with the purpose to create a structure for cooperation and collaboration between the community, the technical community, the ICANN community, facilitated by ICANN, if that's the idea. The panelist is at least one from the JIG, that's Andrei Kolesnikov, and the second one is Rinalda, who is from at large and who's also involved in the IDN's area with ALAC. The other panelists are more from the technical community, and the final panelist is Ram Mohan, in this case probably as a representative of AFIDISO at GTLD. That's all I have to say around the Universal Acceptance Panel. Jonathan, any questions?
Yes, Bart, what happened to Edmund?
Edmund, I don't know. It's Edmund. Say we forwarded this, and we talked about this some time ago, and it's very clear that the panelists will take only half an hour, 3/4 of an hour. The rest is open for Q&A and for discussion with the audience, and everybody from the JIG has been invited to participate in the discussion. So we've extended a specific invitation as well to Don Hollander because we know he's been advocating the acceptance of IDN CCTLDs in the Asian Pacific area. So Edmund and the other members of the JIG, and like Yom, were kindly requested to participate as part of the audience, as are others. That's why the panel is so limited, and we wanted to have, say, a very clear case of IDN CCTLDs that were, and I think the clearest one to date has been .RF, so that's why we, because they are the first one. They ran into these issues on universal acceptance very rapidly, and they've seen the issues. So that's why Andre is on the panel to make clear what the case was and the issues around RF and Cyrillic. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you, Bart. Understood.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go back to the second item for today's call. That was the note, the straw man for a closure note to the CCNSO, GNSO councils. This is a draft from staff supporting the JIG and was sent to the chairs and or the co-chairs of the JIG with a request to provide comments, etc. As we are reaching Singapore and getting closer to Singapore, we thought it would be prudent to send this document to the list as well, so people would have a chance to look at it. The drift of the document is that it's going to be very hard to, first of all, to create a new working group dealing with all the three topics because they're so diverse and they have implications, different implications for the CCNSO and the GNSO. So the recommendation is that the councils should monitor each of these topics and, if considered prudent and necessary, create at some point a working group to address it, or another group, and at the same time ensure that, for example, the IDN variant project and the new universal acceptance project are open to the community and that the community is involved in these projects. So that's basically the recommendations to the councils post Singapore, so post closure of the JIG, because it was very, I think, from the discussions in Buenos Aires, it was very clear that this would be the final task of the JIG in order to ensure that the work would continue. Any questions on that? Jonathan?
No, but it is quite clear.
Yeah. Okay, then I think at least we've addressed the two topics. One of the items given this is we don't know what is the most useful way forward. I'll email to John Edmund and Youngham whether this proposal would go forward as a staff proposal or as a JIG proposal. Because I think you being the only one on the call today is quite telling, John.
Is there any actions or response required from JIG members on this document that you just emailed?
If you want to support it and you think it's a good idea, we would welcome your response on the email list.
Okay, I see.
And that's why I said, say, after this call, but I just sent it because I was in the airport lounge and I thought I need to share this with the JIG before the call. We will send an email list, but say, if we want to move forward this way, one way or the other, we need to ensure that it's, say, given the agenda procedure for the GNSO, by the end of this week, it's going to be submitted to the CCNSO and GNSO councils.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes? Any other thing, Jonathan, you want to raise?
No, I haven't got any other items. No.
Okay, thank you. Mary?
No, but you pretty much summarized that for me, especially, you know, the reasons and how to move forward and what the next steps and deadlines are.
Yeah. Okay, then, Jonathan, thank you for being on the call. Otherwise, it would have been too much a staff call. Terry, you can stop the recording now. Thank you.
Carol, if you could stop the recording.
And thank you, Pat, for...